Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3, where we look at the startup and SME sector here. Now, Global Sign-In provides a platform that allows for easy registration and management. They want to bring the Smart Nation program to everyday people on the street through easy registration via QR codes and e-payments. They recently participated in the e-registration and e-coupons payments for the National Day event in Bishan. Ooh, that's my hood, where Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong was the guest of honour. They use their technology to get people to utilise e-coupon payments and registrations. To find out more, we have the CEO and founder of Global Sign-In with us today, Vimal Gungadin. Thanks for coming today.
Well, thanks, Harry.
So tell us the impetus for Global Sign-In, your journey, I suppose, to get where you are today.
Well, that started around 12 years ago. And
That's a long time.
It's been a while. Yeah. And we just so happened to be in the events industry. So what happened was, right from the start itself, I mean, I knew I wanted to get into business. So I come from a very tech background. So I didn't really know what to do.
Events,
yeah. When I got started, like, I didn't know really like which business, which technology I would get into, but
you always knew it'd be tech.
I knew,
and
it
you
would
happened
be
to be in the event space.
That's the background that I have, and what I wanted to do, the vision was to really connect people to do good. So that was at the base of it. And then what happened was a friend of a friend had an event where they needed online registration form for a bank. Now that was a large bank. In fact, it was a really simple thing, but that what
well,
that
the was sheer what number the, of people would mean quite a logistics nightmare.
That's right. Yeah. And then because it was such a big brand, after we did the project and we did it successfully, so that then put us on the map in terms of bringing in technology for events. Mm. And that's
so
how
you
the journey
had
started.
Utilized sort of your prototype, if you would.
That's right. So our first prototype was our first project, and it was for a major client itself. So we were pretty ahead of our time where we built, which today we call software as a service, back then 12 years ago. But probably the timing wasn't right, because what ended up happening was we ended up signing up customers. But then they were telling us, hey, we are paying you, then why do we need to set up the stuffs by ourselves online? Mm. So then we ended up becoming more of a service-oriented company, right? But we were working on the biggest events in the region. Mm. But that was tough at the same time. So from a branding perspective, that was great. But from driving the business, that was tough because we needed more people. So around a couple of years ago than what we did, around 3 to 4 years ago, we said, hey, let's pivot the business. Now we have enough knowledge about the events industry itself, and we have the relevant tech available. So we know what people need. And they don't need to tell us exactly. They're not probably verbalizing that. So we productize the whole thing.
Yeah.
And which then gave birth to our product, so which today we call it GiveMe. So G-E-V-M-E. Yeah.
All right. Tell us how it works, though, and how it alleviates the pain points in the event space.
Right. So GiveMe itself is more of a platform. So it's more of a platform that helps event throughout the whole life cycle. So when we talk about the life cycle of an event, we're talking about like the pre-event, during the event and after the event. So pre-event for typically you'd need an online presence on the website to start with, to sell tickets, to do registration for the events. If it's paid event, then you need to do online payment, right? And then you probably need to do the invoicing. So there's the whole logistics aspect of it that happens before the event. And we provide the relevant solutions to basically automate those things, digitize the process. And that goes on all the way on site. Like, for example, for the recent event that we worked on with People's Association at Bishan. So it was conceptually, it was pretty simple, because here you have tens of thousands of people coming in wanting to buy coupons. Typically, those are paper coupons. And then they will go at different booths to buy their food, to play at different counters and all that. And then they will use the paper coupons. So in this case, what we did was just by simply scanning a QR code, people could just buy the coupons, the tokens on their phone. And then they
by
would
way
just
of an app or not?
Without an app. So just browser-based, right? So
because, that's, you know, the hashtag first world problems, right? Too many apps on the phone.
Exactly, exactly. And then wherein comes the whole adoption. So what was great here is that we saw like the adoption happening both for the young people and the young at heart as well.
Mm.
And that was pretty cool to see. Because, and that's where we work with, at the Heartland area to basically drive technology adoption and make the whole process seamless. So that's the typical type of things that we do on site during events to make experience seamless for both organizers and for attendees as well.
So obviously you'd be targeting people who don't have this on their own already, because I'm thinking sort of like your sports tech hub type of places, Systic, for example, have their own platform, so to speak.
Okay, good. So you see, that's the thing with events. So when we talk about events itself, the whole landscape is today changing.
Yeah.
So traditionally for business events, it's been termed as the MICE industry.
Yes.
So meetings, incentives, conferences, exhibitions. But lines are being blurred today. Like, what is a conference? What is an exhibition? An exhibition without conference is not really an event today. So the whole, because you have exhibitions with conference aspect, so there's no more such things as just a conference or just an exhibition. So we look at the whole thing as business events. And then you have leisure events, like, for example, F1 upcoming. Is that a leisure event? Is that a business event? Like the travelers, when they come in, then now we talk about pleasure. It's both for business and leisure,
okay,
right? But you've got this whole blurring of the lines. What we do is we position ourselves as building technology for both business and lifestyle events. So the type of grassroots events that I'm talking about here, so that's just one part of it. The next part of it is really companies, enterprises, right? Media companies itself, which today are seeing the power of events as a marketing tool. Because today, we've got social platforms, we've got digital ads and all that. But if you look at B2B businesses, around 25% of the B2B marketing budget is still spent on events, because that's still the most effective way to market to people. The same thing is happening on the consumer side of things, right? Where we see the trend, like the spending of goods is still growing, but the rate of growth for the spending on experiences, that's growing even faster.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to the experience economy. We've talked about that quite a bit as well, right? So obviously the changing landscape of the event management space also it stirred you to sort of pivot the company, like you said earlier. So help us out, though. So Global Sign-In is the mothership.
It's the corporate company. Right. There you go.
And Give Me is something that you provide.
Give Me is our flagship product.
Yeah. It's cloud-based enterprise event management software.
That's correct. So we provide a platform where people can just subscribe online and then get started straight away. So lots of benefits to that, because now you don't have to buy software to get started. And like what you said, you could already have some stuff existing, right? But then that provides yet another avenue to probably do other aspect of things that you didn't digitize previously. So that's why we look at our whole software more as a platform, and you use what you need out of it rather than just one piece of software itself.
We're speaking with the CEO and founder of Global Sign-In. Their flagship product is Give Me. You can check them out at giveme.com. That is GEVME.com. Vimal, talk to us if it were a chicken or an egg type situation, right? Singapore embarked on its smart nation push some 5 years ago. Was it about the same time you realized you needed to do something different in terms of being a part of it? Or did you know already? I mean, just
hoping that trend was already there.
Yeah,
that trend was already there. So we've been talking about there's this saying, "Software is eating the world."
Okay.
So that's been there for a while. And if you look at industries like transport with Uber, Grab, other industries, hotel industry, Airbnb, so that's already happening, right? So within the business and lifestyle events industry as well, so that's the same thing. So it so happened that we were at the right place at the right time, and then wherein comes the whole Smart Nation initiative, and we're just riding the wave right now, I should say.
And you really need this sort of digitalization and technology in the experiential economy now, don't you?
That's right. That's necessary. So the whole digitization process is needed. I mean, we talk a lot about AI, big data, and how we can leverage on data itself to make experiences better. But how do you capture data?
Yeah.
Right?
So that's also, you need to sift through it. You can't just data everywhere. What's it supposed to do for me? Is it the right sort of data? Are you getting the right sort of insights from the data as well?
That's right. Yeah. Because when we talk about data, there's different types of data itself. So we have what we call online data, data from online channels, and we have data from physical channels. So here, the premise that we have here is events provide a fantastic place for us to infer information about people in a much better way.
Mm.
Because, like, for example, the fact that you're just walking into a conference, you're listening into something about cryptocurrency, and then you walk to a room where there's a speaker speaking about about insurtech, for example, and you just don't do anything. You just sit there for half an hour. That is speaking about your preferences, about your profile. But today, all of these data are getting lost because that's just not getting captured.
Mm.
It's just not being digitized. But with the right tools of digitizing the whole process of checking in people, registering people, tracking people, so now there's the whole good and relevant type of data that can be captured and then can be inferred. And then that can be used for the good, because now we are able to build a better profile, like businesses are able to build a better profile of their customers so as to match them to the right products, to match them with the right people.
To meet their needs, full stop, really.
To meet their needs.
Yeah.
What are
the key challenges, though, getting organizations to adopt technology?
Well,
because as soon as you say, for some companies anyway, AI and data analytics, the face starts to get a bit fearful, or the eyes start to glaze over. Some of them feel so there, you know, I'm just a small shop, really. Do I need it?
Right. So cost is obviously the first thing that we tend to face, because because when we talk about events, we're talking about events ranging from 20 people to 20,000 people all the way to 200,000 people. So the same technology can be applied. So if we're talking about
more so, I think, for event management, so to speak, right? So a company which is small but realizes, you know what, I have to hold an event just for top of mind and get out there, let people see me. Do I really need tech, Vimal? I'm only 20 people here in my company.
Right. So that's exactly the kind of challenge that we face. And then here we see it as more as being an education process, because then this is where we go back and we say, it's not just about the 20 people for this event, because do you organize just one event in a year, or do you organize 20 such events in a year, right? Or 10 such events in a year? Like, how can you serve your customers better? How can you understand your customers better?
And consider, with tech, you then can hold more events.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can hold more events, you can understand more about people, and you can get people to enjoy a better experience.
Mm.
And that make people connect better with your brand, with your products, or whatever else that you have.
How accessible is your cloud-based enterprise event management software for, say, smaller companies? I mean, what is your business model?
So it's just a subscription business model that we have. So we make it as accessible as possible. In fact, that's something that we've changed recently. So it used to be like you have to get in touch with us, request for a quote. And we used to cater more for larger enterprises and government. Well, we still serve that particular segment. But now we make it more accessible, where for just a couple of hundreds of dollars, you can just get started and then just subscribe and use it only when you need it.
Why the pivot, though? Why did you decide to, you know, try and make it more accessible for the small companies?
Well, it's about scalability at the same time, right? Because when we talk about technology, straight away you put something out there right from day one itself. If it's accessible, the world itself is your market, right? So that's the basic premise behind it.
What sort of challenges does Global Sign-In face today?
Okay, good question. So we're currently in a growth stage of the company, right? So
finding the right people.
That is always the same thing, right? But as we're in the growth stage, the next problem that we face is putting in processes. As a tech company, you know, we bring in people who are 23-year-old, right? Fresh grad. And then you got some of the senior execs, right? But then lots of the good people, the good tech people, they hate processes. But some of the processes are needed in businesses.
Mm.
Like
you're talking about SOPs.
The SOPs, right? So how does a sales department works with our professional services department?
Yep.
So putting that into a growing company. So that's kind of the challenge that we face. But more importantly, like once we get people, as our team grows and it has been doubling in size over the past year, getting people to share the same values in terms of serving our customers, that's the next thing. And so I personally used to see like company culture something more as a fluff. Mm. But these days, we've basically written it down and then we make sure it's really clearly communicated to everybody. But more importantly, we make sure we live it. Like, for example, our core value number one is why would I customer? Now, easier said than done. Like, how do we live that in each and every moment? And when we talk about our customers, that's our external customers, but internal as well, because our colleagues as well are customers.
Right.
So
talk to us about your company culture at Global Sign-In. Flat hierarchy, what's happening?
I would say it's pretty much flat hierarchy, right? So we've experimented. Of course, we've failed. We've different experimentation. We've even done things like, for example, hey, you know what? You can work anytime, anywhere.
As long as the work gets done. That didn't work out?
Didn't work out.
What happened? You needed to put in some sort of, you know, these are the KPIs. Please meet them. Daily report something.
Yeah, I mean, the more you try to be open, then you realize that you do need some level of processes because some people work great without any processes, but some people want processes, want structure.
Yeah.
And without structure, then suddenly you find that same person who was super efficient, but suddenly he or she doesn't know exactly what to do.
Mm.
So it's really about striking that balance. So we didn't get rid completely of that. So today what we have is like...
A mixture of both.
So we say, you know what, you come to work, but at the same time, once per month, you can take a day off. We call that the Kaizen day.
Mm.
So you take one day off, you become not so much contactable except for urgent cases. And then you just think about what can you improve, right, for yourself or hopefully for the business as well. Just a small little progress that you can make. And then you come back and then you just share that or you implement it straight away yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get changes to happen from bottom up rather than top-down approach itself.
What's next, though, for Global Sign-In?
Well, I spoke about the experiential... events, experiential marketing, that's the next direction really for us. So today, with the platform that we have, is what we've been able to achieve is we help companies today go from what I would call -1 to 0. Like, for example, with the whole digitization process that we've spoken about here, what we've solved here is a pain because it was a pain to buy, to queue up, to buy the paper coupon and all that. But what we've really done is solving that pain and we brought the level now to 0, right?
Okay.
But now the next step is really moving from 0 to 1, right?
Okay.
So how do we now...
Do you know what the 1 is? What sort of pain
got
you,
some,
trying
got,
to isolate another some, pain to yeah. solve maybe?
So this is where we want to wow the customers. We want to wow the attendees. We want to wow people coming in at an event. Like, for example, back to the same example in a carnival setting here where... If you've bought a particular token, but there are queues. Now, we know that there are queues at a software level, but we could redirect you and give you recommendations. What are the things that you could enjoy by going there and then having less queues, right? And then and that works well for the merchants as well, because for those having less traffic, then suddenly we help them boost their business a little bit. So that, to me, is part of where we grow from zero to one. And the next big thing is really how do we engineer, how do we orchestrate serendipity? Because events is really about people meeting. Now, you want to meet with the right people during events.
Mm.
You go to events to get educated, to enjoy yourself, but more importantly, to meet with people. So you want to meet with that right person right there, right then, right? So from a technology perspective, the more we understand you, the more we understand, like, what are you looking for? How can we engineer that connection?
Almost like trying to control fate there, Vimal.
Try to influence.
Lofty, okay. Those are fighting words. The CEO and founder of Global Sign-In, Vimal Gungadin, joins us today. Vimal, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.